good children were ready to begin operations early on Christmas morning. I do not think we were allowed to get up before 7, but it was certainly no later than that when, clad in bathrobes and slippers, we pattered into our parents' room and woke them with shouts of Merry Christmas. When we were all assembled and ready, the stockings, now bulging delightfully, were lifted down one by one and handed to their respective owners. All 7 of us settled down with mother and father on their great double bed to enjoy the first thrills of Christmas. There was joy and opening and savoring each little package, but at the same time, I always felt a trace of sorrow, too, at the thought of reaching the toe of my stocking and finding the last present. I wanted my stocking to go on forever, but it never